love of material things, and I meant it, the delights of eye and ear, the pleasures of touch and smell, and the wonder of a world where the luminous stuff of matter ceaselessly assaults the neurons of our fingertips and retinas and eardrums with a never-ending onslaught of textures, colours and sounds. The creator of The Hobbit is exceedingly adept at bombarding our senses with the marvels of the physical universe. He pours them over us in a flood of poetic description that takes in everything from the glowing grandeur of snow-capped mountains to the perfect circle of a tiny gold ring. And because he does this within the context of an imaginary world, he is able to make us feel as if we were encountering these miracles for the very first time. That's because Tolkien was an artist of the highest degree. His essay on fairy stories is not so much a dissertation on fantastic tales as it is an exposition of the author's personal theory of art and aesthetics, an examination of how the human impulse to make, manipulate, and utilize fits into the divine creator's grand design. God, says Tolkien, is the master fabricator. People are his apprentices, little sub-creators and stewards who flesh out and embellish the work of his hands through their own attempts to mould the raw material of creation. It's quite natural, then, that men and women should find so much fulfilment in the shaping, possession and enjoyment of things of great beauty and worth. Durin's folk, the race of dwarves, occupy an intriguing place in this scheme. According to the foundational myth of Tolkien's universe, as recounted in the Silmarillion, the dwarves were themselves the fruit of a sub-creative act. In the first age of the world, Aule, smith of the Valar and forefather of all craftsmen and artificers, being impatient for the revelation of the children of Ilúvatar, elves and men, took the rash step of making children of his own. Ilúvatar was less than pleased, but Aule defended himself with the words, "I desired things other than I am, to love and teach them. The making of things is in my heart from my own making by thee." Ilúvatar relented, and granted the dwarves a place for their kind beneath the hills and mountains of Middle-earth, and they, like their father before them, became smiths and artisans of incomparable skill, makers and lovers of all things beautiful and bright. The passion of the dwarves for material things is, of course, a driving force behind the action of The Hobbit. It's the catalyst that leads to Bilbo's marvellous adventures in the wild. It's the thread that ties the story together. More importantly, it's the inciting incident in a string of events that have deep and dire implications for the fate of Middle-earth itself. For there would have been no quest of Erebor, and no finding of the ring had Gandalf not chanced to meet Thorin Oakenshield on the road near Bree, his heart hot with...